Hurry up, I don't have all day. I want cock now.
Now.
Libby, Libby,
now.
Come on over.
Now.
Yes.
Fuck now.
BC's 120 cc's. BC's 120 cc's.
Hey!
We're witnessing the use of the douchebag.
What the fuck is it? Get his fucking butthole in her mouth. Butthole in her mouth. Butthole in her mouth. Shit, get out.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lols.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yes, Timothy the James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Gonna try to post this bitch on time today. Yesterday, although I called it the Tuesday program, it ended up being the just made it to Wednesday program. I apologize for that. There were guys coming in and out of my house yesterday. I had a train of them. That didn't come out right. No, the air conditioner furnace or something was all busted up, and they were replacing that. My landlord decided that yesterday would be a good day for that, so I was trying to record the show in between the bangings and all the noise being made. So I apologize for that. Today we'll get this show posted on time. You know, I was going through a bunch of episodes of the Pedo Logs. I played some of this for you, on Monday's show? Corey sent me about four episodes, and each one is about an hour in length. And, you know, I'm listening to this. It's actually a boring show. If you aren't into, you know, kitty fucking, you find yourself snoozing through most of it, because it is kind of boring. They just talk about, like, legal cases and shit like that. But when they talk about themselves, that's when things get interesting.
So what'd you guys have for lunch anyway? Because I didn't get to join you.
We went to our favorite restaurant.
Chuck E. Cheese! For the view, right? No.
So what'd you guys have for lunch anyway? Because I didn't get to join you.
We went to our favorite restaurant.
Oh, the buffet, yes.
Yes.
Buffet.
Any lookers?
You know these guys are just fucking enormous.
There this time?
Oh,
wait a second. What?
Buffet.
Any lookers there this time?
Oh, there were a couple of hot lookers. One boy in particular who we checked out on the way out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking about children. I hope you understand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't go there for the food. The food is not that good. I go there because there's usually a nice audience to watch. I admit, I'm a pervert. And so far, they haven't made a law against looking. Although I'm sure some cops thinking about trying to ask the legislature to do that.
You may ask yourself, what does this guy have against cops? Well, it's because he's been busted.
Dull life. I haven't had a boyfriend in 25 years or so, very boring life. What
right.
did I say? Everybody say ah for poor Braxis.
If there's any fans out there listening, yeah, get Abe a boyfriend.
Yeah, I mentioned the fact that I haven't had a boyfriend in 25 years for all you LEOs out there who, you know, are
what
just salivating, you know, wishing they could get their hands on me. Forget it. I'm keeping my nose clean.
Now, when you say boyfriend, when you say boyfriend, I mean, you're talking about whatever age, right? I mean,
boy, right? Boyfriend,
like in the literal sense.
Yes,
literal sense.
Yes, there we go.
Who loved me and I loved him, and we were very happy together, you know. And unfortunately, other people were not happy about our relationship. So,
and you did your time, and unfortunately, still doing your time in some ways because
that's the effects of the pariah laws we have in this country.
Now, speaking of which...
All this talk about being busted for fucking children has given me a boner. Switching gears for just a moment, Mike sent in some great audio of a woman vacuuming her asshole out. I don't know how else to put that. Yeah, I mean, there's some sort of vacuum pump sucking her ass out, so her asshole is inside out. You see the pink and red monstrosity lump. And then, after it's been sufficiently sucked, a dude comes and punch fucks her. By the way, a great big welcome to our new listeners. All right, here we go. We kick things off with the woman vacuuming her asshole out.
Oh, that was nice and big.
What was that?
Oh, that rose is nice and big.
That rose is nice and big, is what she said. The audio is kind of hard to hear. I had to enhance it. That's why there's so much background noise.
Nice and tidy now.
Nice and tidy? That thing looks like you'd find it in a crime scene. Like it's a piece of someone's brain that's splattered against the wall or something. So gross. Lumpy mess. Alright, now that sound was the vacuum pump being taken off of her ass. And that is the guy... punch fucking her sloppy asshole. Listen to that. It's so wet and loose. Now, you know, I've played a lot of fisting porn before. This woman is a pro. This can't be her first time at the rodeo. Because listen to this. That's how I would expect. Yeah. So, that's how I'd expect a fisting recipient to act. Rest! Take it out of my asshole! Rest! I need it! Yes, see? This bitch is just sitting back enjoying the ride. You know, you've got to enjoy things in moderation, and that's what we need to teach this broad, especially when it comes to fisting, because you can really wreck that pretty rectum. All right, moving on. You know, I discovered many years ago at a toy store, they had this little toy. It looked like a caterpillar or a snake or something, I don't remember, but it had little legs, and each leg had a letter on it, and when you press the letter... the snake or caterpillar or whatever the fuck it was would sound out the letter. So if you press G, it would go J or G, and then K would be K, you know. And so children could learn how the alphabet sounds. And of course, the first thing I did was sound out swear words. Fuck. But they were smart. They wouldn't let you put an F and a K together. What would happen is the caterpillar, I think, would giggle. So you'd do f, and then instead of k, it would go f. because you're not supposed to put those two words together because children will learn that shit. But then they didn't do it with the C or the X or something, so you could get around it. This is what I waste my time on, figuring out. It's sad. I need a life. Anyways, I got a new clip here. Guys are doing pretty much the same thing, but it's to some sort of telephone, like children's telephone device.
Recording now?
Yeah, it's going.
Let's call our friends, not Teresa!
All right, so he dialed 935, but he did it so quickly, when you dial another number, as it's still saying the first number, it's interrupted, right? I guess they use that to their advantage.
Not Teresa!
Stupid idiots even have less of a life than me. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a new song for you. This is a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This is a song all about Walmart and the fine ladies who shop them. Yes, it's from a black guy. And this video was filmed entirely at Walmart, in the parking lot, in the aisles. There's a couple of booty-shaking bitches just pushing their carts, shaking their asses. It's very classy.
Man, forget going to the club to meet something new. When I want me something new, I go get me a basket, and I go walk around Walmart. All the women being Walmart,
Joe,
put
the dreams, come
on. I'm going Walmart. She going Walmart. They going Walmart. They be at Walmart. We going to Wally World. Wally World. Walmart. She going Walmart. They going Walmart. They be at Walmart. We going to Wally World. Wally World.
Oh, my God. That's Linda Finkel Hall of Fame rule number 57. When you can't think of any lyrics, use repetition.
She got her basket.
A lot of repetition in this song.
Basket. What's your name? What's your number, girl? What's your name? What's your number, girl? What's your name? What's your number? Ooh, she making grocery. She got Louisiana purses. She got Louisiana purchase card. Ooh, she got
For those of you who don't live in Louisiana, a Louisiana purchase card is like government assistance.
She got Louisiana
for low income families. My favorite part of the song is when he starts listing some of the items that she purchases.
She in that lingerie section. She buying boy shorts. She buying
pantyhose.
She buying Massagel. She keep her body clean. She buying Summer Z. She buying Massagel. She keep her body clean. She buying douche.
Yeah, he's trying to say douche.
She keep her body clean. She buying douche. She buying douche.
Come on.
Walmart. She going to Walmart.
All right, you get the idea. There you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. Please consider signing up. Help support this stupidity. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've been at it since December 2004, so there are literally gazillions of programs to listen to. More accurately, it's around the 1,300 mark. Maybe a few less, maybe a few more. I don't know. But yeah, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and videocasts. Yesterday was an extended program. Tomorrow will be sideshow exclusive, so the only way you can hear it is if you are a member. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It only takes just a second. It's done through PayPal. Very easy. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here for some... Do you guys remember many years ago on the show, I was reading a Sextastic Tuesday story that was submitted to me, and it was all about a boy who was getting his innards sucked out by the pool's suction system or stream or whatever. It started with his asshole being pulled out and everything. It was very graphic, very disgusting, and hot. And later we found out that the story was actually written by, like, Chuck Palahniuk or something like that. That's why I've never replayed that story, because it was written by a real author. But I've got a story here that is very similar, except this is real life, and it just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Surprise, surprise. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Like, it kind of comes from Florida. Miami, I guess, is where the lawsuit was filed, but this all went down at the Sandals Resort in the Bahamas. A man drowned in a hot tub at a Sandals Resort, overpowered by the whirlpool's extreme suction force, as hotel staff ignored his fiancée's desperate pleas for help. My fiancée's asshole's being sucked out by the hot tub! Help! It's hard to to ignore that. You know what I mean? Like, even if the woman looked a little nutty, that's something you'd want to check out for yourself. Someone's asshole being sucked out by a hot tub. Come on! All right, John Van Hoy Jr. died tragically and hilariously on December 28, 2010, while staying at the Sandals Resort with his fiancée, Nicole Cleveland. As he was enjoying the hot tub, Hoy dunked his body below the surface and was sucked onto the spa's suction outlet drain slash cover grate or sump frame, according to the complaint. Although he was 33 years old, in excellent shape, and could bench press over 300 pounds, the suction force was so excessive, John Van Hoy Jr. could not free himself. Cleveland had been relaxing nearby when she noticed Hoy did not come up for air. That's peculiar. A little queer. She screamed for help and then jumped, fully clothed, into the hot tub to rescue him, but was unsuccessful. That's some very powerful suction. Nicole Cleveland then sought the help of employees who ignored her pleas for help and walked away, according to the complaint. Since there was no emergency shutoff switch nearby, Cleveland says there was nothing she could do. Upon hearing her call, several heroic guests jumped in the hot tub, but collectively could not pull John Van Hoy out from the bottom suction outlet drain. While the rescuers pulled on John Van Hoy's limbs and body, one of the guests was able to brace his legs against the wall of the hot tub and back against John Van Hoy Jr., and from this leg press position was able to roll John Van Hoy Jr. off the drain. In the meantime, no Sandals employees tried to help or shut off the suction pump, according to the complaint. Since Sandals kept the pump house locked, employees were also barred from trying to turn the pump motor off. Complicating matters, no Sandals employees were either trained or willing to provide CPR for the 45 minutes or more that transpired before an ambulance arrived. Sounds like a beautiful resort. Hoy was pronounced dead when he arrived at the hospital. In the final moments of his life, John Van Hoy experienced unimaginable conscious terror and utter foreboding doom, all of which was exasperated by John Van Hoy Jr. knowing that his fiancée's efforts to save him had failed. I think my favorite part of this story is this next line. After Hoy's death, Sandals employees tried to remove the phone from Cleveland's room to, quote, prevent contact with friends, family, and local assistants, the family claims. The Jamaica-based hotel chain and its Delaware-based marketing representative, Unique Vacations, then subjected Nicole Cleveland to interrogation in which they attempted to suggest that John Van Hoy, or she, was somehow at fault for the death. Monsters. Keep them in mind when you're planning your next vacation. All right, second story we have for you today. This is a short one. A man suspected to be behind the appearance of dismembered body parts across Moscow in recent weeks was arrested early Tuesday. There's a serial cannibalist. He was arrested Tuesday morning after half-eaten human innards were found in his home. That's incriminating. Police found a stew made from a human liver in the fridge at the suspect's apartment in East Moscow. They believe the liver to be part of the same body as various dismembered body parts found scattered around Moscow in recent weeks. This guy is not a very good cannibal. You shouldn't have to throw away any body parts. Every single body part can be used in a delicious recipe. There's no such thing as waste. Any cannibal worth his weight in salt. What is that saying? Any cannibal worth his salt. What is that? I don't know what I'm trying to say. But any good cannibal should know that. I'm a retard. All right, the decapitated head of a middle-aged man was found in the Moskova River in the west in the west of the city Wednesday. I thought I was screwing up and not reading this properly. No, it's a poorly written news story. Make me look even more stupid. I'm capable of making myself look stupid just fine, thank you. All right, I'm guessing they're trying to say that the man was found in the Moskova River west of the city Wednesday. Not in the west of the city. Ugh. An arm... I'm appalled. Yes, an arm severed at the wrist was pulled from the water under a bridge in South Moscow's Tatrosino Park May 2nd, and 2 feet were discovered floating nearby in the Moskova River on the same day. A hand and another arm were later discovered in the same area. This guy just really wanted the liver, I think. Police believe the suspect killed his friend and tried to destroy the evidence by severing the body parts and hiding them around the city. Detectives established the identity of the dead body by taking fingerprints. Police spokesman Alexia Skavlov said. After that, police tracked down the suspected offender through a circle of the deceased's friends. The suspect, whose identity was not disclosed, has a history of mental illness. So there you go. And finally, today, if you live in Indonesia and had a sip of water, you probably just drank a dead woman! Gross! Sipping on the deceased like that. All right, Indonesian officials confirmed on Tuesday that a decomposed body found inside the water tank of an apartment in Singapore was that of an Indonesian migrant worker. The victim, who was identified as Ruliwati or something, was a 31-year-old female who hailed from Kendal, Central Java. A spokesperson for the Ministry of Manpower and Transmigration said, "We've been informed by the manpower attaché in Singapore that the victim was an Indonesian national. Her records show she entered Singapore in 2010. Media reported that some tenants in the apartment block located in Singapore's Woodlands area had unknowingly consumed water tainted by the decomposing body. The Straits Times newspaper said, residents complained to authorities on Monday after they discovered their tap water was slightly yellow and unnaturally foamy. liquefied watery corpses. Delicious. Residents reported their water supply was cut off at 11 a.m. Then they were told maintenance work was being done. It was only later in the day that the horrifying news spread. An Indonesian maid working at the complex had been found dead in one of the 8 water tanks atop a 15-story block. A police spokesman said, 27-year-old Bangladeshi maintenance worker was arrested in connection with the woman's death. Singapore's new paper reported on Tuesday that none of the building's residents had reported illnesses related to the contaminated water, despite some cooking or washing with it. This is so disgusting, said Choi Amoy. My whole family finished a big pot of green bean soup I cooked this morning. Police said they made the discovery after receiving a telephone call warning them of the find. They did not say who tipped them off, but the Straits Times said it could have been one of the colleagues of the arrested man. The newspaper reported that the maid and the suspect were lovers and reportedly had been heard fighting late Sunday evening. One resident reported seeing bloodstains in the elevator. Okay, you might want to report that, and blood droplets on the stairs, but didn't call the police. An investigation into the case, which has been classified as murder, is ongoing, so there you go. That's what's happening in your world today. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Tim, this is the chuckle. I have a conundrum. What do I do? What does a guy do? I'm a musician, and I'm in a town of musicians, and there's this particular guy, nice guy, he's a gay guy, doesn't matter, you know, gays are all over the place.
But
a friend...
We need to work on that. Exterminate.
...told me about this guy. Turns out he's a convicted rapist. Now, he's changed his name. I've gone online. Turns out this dude's a real rapist. He date raped a dude. A
wow.
Dude! He date raped a
dude!
I mean, hats off! There you go. But anyway...
He's all man. Like, not only does he fuck other men, which is totally manly, he forced another man into having sex. He overpowered another dude.
If I were to out this guy...
Why do I have a boner?
Because he has kids. No one knows this dude. If I were to somehow out this guy in public... Is this something you'd like to hear? Would the listeners want to hear this?
Absolutely. I don't agree with
anyway,
that. I
just wondering. Again, this is a chuckle. Keep me posted. Let me know.
This guy, maybe he could be a horrible person, you know, for date raping a guy and maybe, I don't know, whatever. But maybe, you know, he was in a bad place. Maybe he was an alcoholic or something. I don't know. And he made a bad choice. And now he's just trying to get his life back on track, right? He wants to put the whole nasty mess behind him. And now this guy comes along, one of my freaks, and wants to expose him. And he wants to record him while doing it. You're just as bad as the date rapist. But yes, I would like to hear that, and I would play it on my program. Please get back to me ASAP with that audio.
Hey, Timothy James, the Columbus virgin has been up.
I am not a virgin!
Calling the Philippines because
what?
I have a very, very easy request.
Your name is... well, hello.
Virgin Henson. You know, the here calling the Philippines because I have a very, very nice request. Could you do more of that voice you do when you say Sextastic Tuesday, like Sextastic Tuesday? Tuesdays are.
Why is his voice slowing down? Are you calling on some sort of like voice over IP bullshit?
Sextastic Tuesday always amuses me.
Sextastic Tuesday. I don't know why I do it like that. I don't know why I do a lot of things. I keep burping and hiccuping, and it's really gross.
Hey, annoying Sideshow member Kenny here, and my friend Austin and I just got left the Disabilities Expo and came to our town, and unfortunately, we did not have a camera, but not really that much audio I could have gotten for you. Anyways, there was, however, a very fat woman without legs and
nice.
Horribly gimped up arms. It was really funny.
Pits
she was wiggling
bed.
Right
Pits
at me. I wanted to take a picture of her, but I was afraid she'd bite me and then I'd catch whatever she had. But yeah, I got a goodie bag full of pamphlets and pillboxes and a bunch of shit, and if you want it, I will send it to you. If not, that's
yeah,
cool.
Well, you know, I don't really check my post office box too often, but I love receiving stuff in the mail, and I would love to talk about items that I receive. But yeah, our post office box address is on our show notes. Don't forget, you know, you can also sign up for a yearly membership that way. If you know, you can't do monthly. I don't know how. I can't stress it enough. But if you want to sign up for a yearly or a lifetime membership, send a check or money order. You know, some people have sent in well-concealed cash. You know, if it's lost in the mail, that's your problem, not mine. But, you know, I will take money anyway I can get it. So if you want to sign up for a lifetime membership or a yearly, you can do that.
So talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Moving on.
Hi, Tim. This is Marissa from New York calling.
Hi, Marissa.
So I've been kind of having a shitty time lately. I may have a recurrence of childhood cancer.
Oh.
And so I've been going into the hospital like every day this week.
How horrible is it that the first thing I thought was, well, she just wants to compete with CJ, the 27 or whatever year old, 32 year old near dead.
And well, they're doing all these shitty
You can things. Be the lady near dead if that's what you want. If you're that desperate for it. If you got cancer just to compete with someone, I pity you.
Hands on me, I've been sitting to your show, and it's really been making me feel...
I'm sure this voicemail call is not going to make you feel any better. I apologize.
It's a little bit better about my situation, because usually I hear about people who are worse off than me.
Yes, that's true.
And the other thing is
Someone's dead body has been strewn around Moscow. You got it easy there, lady.
First day...
Take your chemo and you like it!
On May 21st, and this is what, May 6th or 7th? So I hope you play this by then. So if you could give me a birthday shout out, I would love you forever, although I already sort of do.
Aww.
All right, Tim.
Where's my happy birthday song? I haven't sang happy birthday in a long time. Definitely feel Marissa deserves it, though. Here we go. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Oh my goodness!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday!
Yeah! Happy birthday to you!
Ugh. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Dear Marissa! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Denise, what's the matter?
Fucking possessed toddler. Check that baby out. All right. Happy birthday, Marissa. So sorry to hear about the big C coming back. But fear not. Just have faith in me. I'm your Lord and Savior. You've got nothing to worry about. It'll be over in a flash. It's like a cold, really. I heard cancer's like. All right. Moving on. Well, the power of distorted view compels you to be better.
Hey, Dan. This is your Mexican-American sideshow listener. Just wondering about Cheryl Murkowski. Did we ever hear what her background is? I mean, is she really an old lady? How old is she? That kind of stuff.
She's like, what, 25?
Interested to know.
I don't know. Cheryl, call in. Give us your background.
Hi, Tim. This is Marissa from New York calling.
Now, we just heard from you.
So I've been kind of having a shitty time.
I don't want to hear this anymore. Enough of this cancer talk.
Jagu, Tim. This is Pierre. Long-time subscriber from New York.
A Frenchman.
it's funny, I was listening to the 22nd of February show. And you're complaining about not receiving your Girl Scout cookies that you ordered. Because I ordered some shirts from this website that you might know. It's called Jagoo.net.
No.
Two t-shirts. Never received them.
That's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie. Everyone who had their orders placed in January or February should have their shit now. Those people who have placed their orders in March or April, I'm working on it.
Hey, Timmy, this is Holy Cell Sonic from 7-2 Podcast. I just want to give you a little heads up. When talking to your mother about vibrators, well, first off, make sure you warn people first, because they almost get in a car accident while listening to that.
Sorry.
Anyways, I just wanted to tell you, fucking phenomenal show, dude.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
That's right. I've recruited my mother to help sell Adam and Eve products on this program. I have no shame. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout. For the love of all that is holy, help us out. And you're not just helping me out. You're helping your cunt or your dick out.
Hey, Tim. It's your Florida Jew.
And that's the greatest gift of all.
Dude, I'm getting married tomorrow. By the time you play this voicemail,
you'll
it'll
be divorced.
Be 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm getting married. And knowing that I would need a bunch of condoms, and being the Jew that I am, got all my condoms from AdamandEve.com using coupon code FREAK.
That a boy.
Therefore, using this Distorted View promo, you kind of stopped some baby Jews from coming into the world.
Well, then I've done my job.
Hi, Tim. I was listening to one of your shows, I forgot which, and I'm far too lazy to move my ass to find out. But I just thought I'd let you know that men can lactate, but in order to make them do so, you would have to suck on their nipples every day from about a half hour to an hour, something like that, for 6 months, I think. Maybe. Yeah,
where are you
I
getting this information?
But I thought you'd just enjoy that.
I want to try that now. If anyone would like to suck my nipples for a half hour to hour every day for 6 months, please email me. It's an experiment I'd like to try.
Hey, buddy. Spiraling in, Walker. Hey, that
every
you
day.
Called in about the Operation Repo? Operation Repo. That's totally fake. It's bullshit. Right there at the beginning of the show, it says, this is fucking fake.
Oh, so people don't read. Thank you.
Hey, man, what's up, motherfucker? I heard what you said on April 25th about black folks, that black and white shit, all that shit you were talking about.
True.
Black folks. Man, you are a racist, homophobic son of a bitch, and I love it. Great show.
Thank you. Peace. I do my best. And I will keep being racist just for you, sir.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Will Shepard from Cedar Rapids. I just started a new job recently at, like, an office supply kind of place. And one of the chairs in the main office room makes a squeaking noise because it needs to be
oiled. Like a bunny crush?
But the squeaking noise sounds like the bunny crush.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh.
Crazy, huh?
I couldn't hear it, but I'll take your word for it. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, as you know, God.
She keep her body clean. She keep her body clean. She buying summer Z. She buying Mansigel. She keep her body clean. She keep her body clean. She buying Gush. She buying Gush.
Spread the distortion. STD, baby. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, I will be back tomorrow with your exclusive Thursday program. Otherwise, I will see you back to fucking Monday on the Friday, the day before Saturday. I will be back to end the week with the Friday program. I refuse to give up on this. I am not going to stop and start over. Just, it's going to be the Friday show when I return. If you are not tied, don't break that fucking goodbye. Since you blew the lights out in my heart.
parody, little man. You always giggle falsely.